هن كثير من الناس هذا النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه يرليز حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that إن الحلال بين حلال is clear cut حرام is clear cut وبينهما مشتبهات between the two there's some things that are doubtful gray areas لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس many people don't even know about them because they're gray they're not so clear they're not so transparent many people don't know about it فمن اتقى الشبهات استبرأ لدينه وعرضه but that person that stays away from these doubtful gray areas then what he has done he has protected his deen and he has protected his respect because people will see that this person is a very straight person he doesn't do anything that is crooked anything that is doubtful he is 100% in the clear so this person people now will start respecting him so this person has protected his izzat also and he's also protected his deen he's not allowing any khalal any deficiencies now to come into his deen he's being very careful that he's doing 100% cautious what is clear cut permissible he's doing what is clear cut haram he's refraining from he's not even going into doubtful areas وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that person that delves and goes into doubtful areas وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ he'll end up in going into haram then he gives an example كَالرَّاعِ يَرْعَى حَوْلَ الْحِمَى يُشِكُ أَيْ يَرْتَعَ فِيهِ he's like a shepherd that is taking his flock in that royal pastures that private area the restricted area that is there only for the king and his animals now he's taking his animals close So what will happen is automatically those animals, their thinking and the intelligence is not so much that they can now start figuring out we mustn't go past this line and we must stop here. So insan is like that animal. When he's engrossed in dunya, like that animal engrossed in the greenery, he just gets carried away and he forgets where the line is drawn. And he goes past the line thinking that this is also permissible. He's like that animal that is just grazing and enjoying that graze and automatically it will just go away into those forbidden areas, those private areas, the royal pastures. So what a beautiful example Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given. Like that animal that is completely engrossed. A person will get so engrossed into doubtful things that he'll end up in haram, he won't even realize already in haram. وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ أَلَا وَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ مَلِكٍ حِمًا أَلَا وَإِنَّ حِمَ اللَّهِ مَحَارِمُهُ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, for every king there is a private pasture. وَإِنَّ حِمَ اللَّهِ مَحَارِمُ And this private area of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is those things that He has made forbidden. It's not there for you to trespass and go into that area. That Allah Pak has already made forbidden. أَلَّا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَى إِذَا صَلُحَدْ صَلُحَ الْجَسُدَ كُلُّ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that there, verily in the body there is a piece of flesh. If that piece of flesh is correct, the whole body will be correct. وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسُدُ كُلُّ And if this piece of flesh is corrupt, spoiled, the whole body will become spoiled. Allah wa hiya al-qalb. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that verily this is the heart. This is the heart. Mr. Abbas Bhai, I was mentioning this incident that Hazrat Imam Abu Dawud Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, he said he wrote 500,000 hadith. Great muhaddith. 500,000 hadith. Out of 500,000 hadith, 4,800 he selected for Abu Dawud Sharif. And then he says there are four hadith. If a person practices on these four hadiths, it is sufficient for his deen. So in other words, each hadith is 25% rub'ul Islam. Each hadith is equivalent to 25% of Islam. Because a person practices on each hadith, it is sufficient for his Islam, sufficient for his deen. So Abbas Bhai, after the program asked me that, mentioned the other three hadiths. This one is one hadith, innal halal abayyin wal haram abayyin. I'll just mention the other hadith quickly. We won't do any other hadith today. So as Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullah alayhi, mentions, Then the second hadith he brought there is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ That verily actions are judged by the intentions. So if a person's intention is correct, then whatever action he does after that is correct. Such an important thing. Sometimes a person can do a feat, he can do a huge deed. But his idea was to impress this person, impress that person and compete. So he has lost the plot. He won't get any reward for what he's doing. Yet on the other side, a person does little, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he'll get full reward for it because it was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why this beautiful hadith of innamal a'malu bin niyat. The next hadith he brought, min husni islam il mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. That from the beauty of a man's Islam is he doesn't get involved in what doesn't concern him. He heard that two partners were in a partnership and now they dissolved the partnership. He doesn't now try to figure out and find out, but why did they dissolve the partnership? What was the problem? It doesn't concern him why those two partners. He'll make dua for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give both of them barakat. Like that he doesn't get involved in anything that doesn't concern him. There's so much of news around what's happening here, what's happening there. But that is such news that doesn't concern him, so he doesn't involve himself in that. Nor does he speak about it, nor does he inquire about it. Like that a person will realize that sports, it doesn't have any benefit for him. So years and years a person will support one English football team, and he'll give his tears, and he'll give his support, and he'll give his stress for them. But when the day he needs £1 from them, they won't even post £1 to this person that supported him the whole life. Person realized that this was something that doesn't concern me, no benefit for me at all. Why did I spend so much of my life supporting this team? So that's why this hadith, such a beautiful hadith, min husni islam al mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. So this was the third hadith, that from the beauty of a man's Islam, he doesn't get involved in what doesn't concern him. And the fourth hadith that Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned is لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That none of you can be a true believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Such a simple, beautiful hadith. But when a person really got this quality in his heart that I love for my brother what I love for myself, you'll never have a situation where a man is cheating somebody, he's deceiving somebody, he's shortchanging, he's delivering inferior goods. He's selling something to somebody but not showing the defect. Because when he is buying something, then he would like if somebody had showed him the defect. Somebody was honest with him. Somebody gave him in full. So because he likes that for himself, he will obviously love that for his brother. So a person who lives in society in such a manner, that everything he does, he's wishing for his brother. He's wishing well for his brother like how he would like to wish well for himself. So such a beautiful hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that a person is not a true believer until he has this quality that he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So these were the four hadiths Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi mentioned, that these four hadiths, effectively if a person just practices on these four hadiths, it is sufficient for him to practice upon his deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdika, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.